Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first, it's the game where our panelists flat out lie to you. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can learn about the podcast version of Wait Wait, or you can go to the NPR shop and check out the new double CD, Best of Not My Job. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Chris Miller from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hey, Chris, how are things in Columbia?
Great. It snowed for the first time in 2 years.
Were you excited by the snow? You don't usually see snow.
No. The kids went out and played in it, and we had a mini snow wall fight.
Oh, only a mini one?
Well, it's a little bit of snow.
I understand. Chris, it's nice to have you with us. Now, you're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Chris's topic?
I can't get no respect. I could tell that my parents hated me. My bath toys were a toaster and a radio.
Respect, as Rodney Dangerfield taught us, is something earned through hard work, good deeds, or just having a hot bod. Anyway, sometimes even the most extraordinary among us still feel neglected. This week we read about someone or something feeling dissed, who we always assumed was highly regarded. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of the respected being taken down a notch. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine.
Great.
Okay, first up, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Officials in Egypt are scoffing at a global call-in contest to name the new Seven Wonders of the World, saying it disgraces the ancient pyramids of Giza, the only surviving structures of the Seven Wonders of Antiquity, to compete with lightweight wonders like the Statue of Liberty and the Eiffel Tower. The pyramids are living in the hearts of people around the globe and don't need a vote to be among the world wonders, sniffed Zahi Hawass, head of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities. Adding injury to insult, the final Seven Wonders will be picked American Idol style via internet and phone-in votes from the people of the world, which is pretty much everybody. Choose between such relatively recent hits as the Great Wall of China and the Sydney Opera House, or yes, the oldie but goodie Pyramids of Giza, if you're into that kind of thing. Place your vote by July 6th. Winners announced on July 7th.
The Pyramids of Giza not getting the respect to which they feel they are accustomed.
I think they're getting uppity anyway.
Yeah. Your next story of disrespect comes from Amy Dickinson.
Oscar buzz took a nasty turn this week after it was revealed that the famed Oscar statuette has had liposuction. While Academy Award contenders are busy having herbal colonics in order to lose that last 35 pounds of water weight, a backstage drama threatens to upstage the event. The Morton Casting Company, which makes the Oscar statuette, has recast the famous doorstop, making it leaner and giving it muscle definition. Morton spokeswoman Ida Hurst says, people were complaining about how fat Oscar was. Paris Hilton said she wasn't coming to this ceremony because Oscar is so not hot. But now that Oscar's thinner, supporting actress nominee Jennifer Hudson says she's boycotting until Oscar puts on some weight. This guy looks like Nicole Richie's leg, she said. And I'm telling you, I'm not going.
Oscar getting disrespected by some of those new whippersnappers in Hollywood. And your last story of someone or something getting no respect comes from Paul Prevenza.
While recently departed soul, rock and roll, and funk genius James Brown holds true icon status worldwide, not everyone is happy about that fact. In response to the best-selling biography, James Brown, Godfather of Soul, a Christian publishing company is releasing James Brown, Junkie, Drunk, and Lost Soul, chronicling the less savory aspects of the singer's checkered past. He was an addict, a drunk, a violent misogynist, and as a role model, the worst of humanity, said a spokesman for Toward the Light Press. No matter how much you like his music, calling him godfather of anything is blasphemy. Even though he claimed to be a God-fearing Christian, he added, his music and dancing are the work of the devil.
So one of these things is not getting the respect that perhaps it deserves. Is it from Tom Baudet, the Pyramids of Giza in Egypt? From Amy Dickinson, Oscar itself, the Academy Award, or from Paul Prevenza, James Brown? Which of these is the true thing not getting the respect it deserves?
Well, I've never heard of the first one.
You mean the Pyramids of Giza?
No, the contest.
Oh, the contest, okay.
So I'm going to go with the third one.
You're going to go with the third one. James Brown being dissed by some religious broadcasters who think he was a poor role model. But you know, no matter what they're feeling about his music, they did admire his hair. All right, your choice then is Paul Prevenza's. Well, we spoke to somebody who was aware of this particular diss.
There's nothing to be worried about as far as Egypt is concerned. You know, the pyramids will be a shoo-in for sure.
That was Maryam Ayad, the acting director of the Institute of Egyptian Art and Archaeology at the University of Memphis in Tennessee, trying to give some comfort to the officials of Egypt, letting them know that it will always be a wonder of the world, the pyramids. I'm so sorry you did not get it right.
Oh,
ooh, you didn't win Carl's message, but you did earn a point for Paul Prevenza.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo. Which is a more selfless act.
That's right. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
Chris,
you're
I'm
welcome.
So sorry. But thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right.
How frightening is it that story is believable?
That's really
scary.
I know, it's terrifying.
Yeah.